Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a question or comment for our guest, we ask that you hold those questions and comments until after the top of the hour news coming up. But just in case you want to jot that phone number down, it's 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest. Our guest today, Josephine County Recreation Director, Josephine County Fair Manager. Do you have time to be here, Tamara Martin?
No, not really. But you know what? This is important, and I love the opportunity to be here. So I am thrilled to say, yes, I am here this morning.
Okay, and I assume absolutely everything is ready and just primed, ready to go in 8.5 days for the Josephine County Fair.
You know, you'd be surprised. This is probably the best prep that we've had in the 5 years that I've been here.
Really?
Yeah, I have the most phenomenal team right now, and they are just cooking. And so normally I would be a hot mess right now trying to get everything done, but I feel really good for next week.
Well, you want to pat some people on the back? Throw some congratulations out there?
Well, I have a pretty large team. So, Okay. But I am going to say that, you know, our fair office staff has just been rocking it out. And then this last week, we've got our maintenance staff, fair aides, and volunteers have all showed up. And then we had all of the youth from the livestock on the fairgrounds last weekend, and there was probably 200 of them, you know, down there cleaning up the barns, and it just looks phenomenal.
Okay. All right. What could go wrong?
No, don't say that.
I'm sorry.
He just jinxed me. I'm leaving.
No, please.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Do you need anything right now in terms of volunteers or extra help, or what are you looking for?
Yeah, I mean, we love it when the community volunteers, right? What makes a fair special is that it is the combination of our community. Whether you're entering the fair, you're participating in the fair, you're, you know, whatever that is, what makes a fair so special and different than any other festival is that it is a compilation of our community coming together to kind of showcase. And so anytime we have volunteers, we'd love to work with people, and we have all sorts of different areas that people can volunteer. So if that's something that is pulling on your
heartstrings. Do you need any specific helps right now?
No, not right now. You know, right now we're really just kind of in that fair preparation. And some important deadlines are coming up this week with entering the fair. And that's going to be all of our deadlines start on Thursday, actually, for the jams and the quilts and, you know, the Lego projects. And I mean, all of the things. So we can talk a little bit about what we have. But that's where we're really focused on right now is getting the actual buildings prepared, because people's stuff is going to start arriving Friday.
Okay, so. It's coming in later this week. Okay.
Yeah.
So if I want to enter my strawberry cake, mm-hmm. I need to have that done now and prepared.
So
what do I have to do?
So you need to register. We have online registration. Now, don't be afraid of the online registration, okay, because we have a staff of people at the fairgrounds waiting to help if you are not a computer person. We want to do that for you. The benefit of doing the online registration is that when you come in to drop off your item, instead of having to fill out a tag like you had in previous years, we hand you a completed tag just to go on. So a drop-off process used to take like 20 minutes. It takes 45 seconds, and that's if you sit down and talk for a bit. So
All right. It
is a whole lot easier on not only the people trying to enter, but the volunteers as well. And so the online registration, while it can sound kind of scary to some, we're happy to do it. Like we will walk you through it, or we will just bring us what you want to enter, like your exhibitor guide filled out. We'll do it for you.
Should I come by early before Thursday and get pre-registered and then delivered on Friday?
Correct.
If I'm if I'm not computer savvy or
yeah.
I don't have access.
So if you show up on Friday, you won't be eligible for judging. And if you haven't registered, so the registration is extraordinarily important to get in on the judging, because we want you to be able to, you know, be judged against your peers. That's what's fun about it, you know, getting those ribbons. And so when people don't register, they're not eligible for the actual prizes, or I should say ribbons. However, if you do and you just have a piece and maybe you don't even want, we'll throw you in what we call a people's choice. And so as people are going through and looking at all of the different sections, they literally will choose their favorite, cast a vote, and then at the end of fair, there's an additional award handed out.
What kind of categories are available out there? If I'm thinking, you know, I've got this specific talent here, and I'd like to enter in the fair, but I'm not sure there's a place for me.
Sure. So I assure you there is.
We've got something for everybody.
And skill levels. Mm-hmm. That's an important piece because you can just be starting out and you're like, I don't want to go against a professional. But if you're a beginner, you're only competing against other beginners, right? And so in all ages. So home arts, you know, is going to be the variety of the quilting, the sewing, the, you know, the different things that you would expect on the, like, kind of those tapestry type items. We have horticulture, which is obviously all the vegetables and, you know, the giant pumpkin and snow, you know, the sunflowers. And
now, I'm from Alaska, so when you say giant pumpkin, you got to mean giant.
Okay. I haven't seen anything, but I have been quite impressed by some of the stuff that they've been able to pull out.
Wait, what's the biggest pumpkin we've had come in here?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that one, but I could find out.
Mm-hmm. If somebody in your office is listening, they could text you, right?
They could. They could. Flowers. If you grow flowers or you design flower bouquets, there's options for that. STEAM, which is kind of geared towards kids, but not really. But robotics, 3D printing, Legos, you know, model cars, food preserves, which, you know, if you're a canon and doing your thing, fine arts, if you're an artist, which I really am not. And so I am so impressed by what these kids and adults can do. I mean, that's the one division that I walk through and just am blown away by the talent in our community. It's phenomenal. Wines, if you make your own wine or beer, we have categories for that. We have decorated cakes and photography and honey and creative writing and literature. If you do poems, we also have graphic and visual arts. And there's categories for digital. If you're a baker, we've got baked goods and artisan and hobby. And that can really, like I'd mentioned, you know, the model cars or painted rocks and whatever it is that you do, there's a category.
Woodworking.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So woodworking is in there as well. So let me another one. I got it.
All right. How about judges? Where are you getting your judges?
Well, we do.
And
we
can I volunteer for the wine tasting?
There you go. So we have amazing volunteers that we call superintendents. And every one of these categories that I just read has somebody that has volunteered their time, honestly, year round to make this division pretty great. And so they're the ones who secure the judges. They come from all over. And depending if it's livestock, because we also have open livestock for the community as well, you might be pulling a judge from another state. So we really have a wide variety of judges that come in and do the different specialties.
You're pulling judges from other states to do this. Do you reach out to them or do they reach out to you? How does that work?
The superintendents are the ones that go and find them, you know, because they want the best. They want somebody that's going to come in and represent well. And so, you know, they work hard. And we have local judges. Don't get me wrong. We do. But we try to make it to where, you know, it's somebody that doesn't know. None of the names are on the entries that the judges can see. So we want to make it as unbiased as possible.
All right. When a judge comes in like that from out of state, are they reimbursed for anything? Or are they paid? What's that status?
Yeah, so that kind of depends on varies on department and skill. So we do have judges that we will pay, and a lot of it, especially on the livestock, those are probably the most expensive judges. But the kids participating, part of what they do to like join and be in the auction is they pay a $25 fee. And that fee is what helps us pay for all the judges and prizes.
All right. Well, that takes an extra level of expertise, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's great. So we've got everything set to go.
Mm, yeah. Right.
I hate to ask this.
Oh, no.
No. Is there anything that could go wrong? And what are you anticipating? Do you have a contingency plan for
Everything.
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 You do. Okay.
Absolutely. So, I mean, really the fair is planned year round, right? I mean, as soon as this fair is over, I'm working on next year's plan. And how it works in any sort of large event like this, there are so many different components that, what you do is you create this vast multi-layered plan. Everyone has their areas that they're experts in that we're really working to get, you know, taken care of. But once you start getting to this point, what you're then doing is kind of setting that plan aside and saying, now let me deal with the things that we didn't anticipate to come our way. So, and just kind of keep things moving. And so it just is a plan. And then you set the plan aside and you execute.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about the execution here in just a moment. First of all, though, I need to execute. We have bills to pay too. Welcome back, everyone. Tamara Martin talking about the Josephine County Fair, 8.5 days away and counting. I mean, that's just ticking away as we wait with great anticipation. All right, what's it going to cost me to get into the fair?
It's free fair admission again.
Free. Okay.
Free fair admission. So we actually have free fair admission all week, and it has really been a move that the fair board made. This is our third year in offering this. Because the feedback that we were getting from the community was that it was just too expensive to come in. And so it really felt like it was becoming a barrier for our community. And so the fair board made the move, and the community response has been emphatic. They just absolutely have loved that change. And, gosh, we're just thrilled. So free fair admission. Now, we do have on-site parking, and there's a $10 charge for that on-site parking. It is a fundraiser by Kiwanis Pacific Northwest. They come in and do that. And but we have free shuttle. So if that $10 barrier is $10 charge is a barrier, then we have a free shuttle that's coming from RCC. And you can hop on a school bus and come on in. So.
Okay, shuttle from RCC, is that the only place I can pick it up?
It is the only place. Yep.
Okay, so RCC is where you pick up the free shuttle. How late does it run?
It runs a half hour after close. So fair hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 11. So the shuttle, I believe, is running 2 to 11:30. So if you're wanting that early morning, you're going to have to probably park on site. But if you're coming for the afternoon or evening, that would be available. And then the last bus will leave. You got about a half hour buffer, right? After it closes, they're going to make one more round just to make sure that there aren't any stragglers.
Okay. You did say that there's on-site parking. And yes. I know some of that space has gone away with the flying lark sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings a question that I was asked to ask you about. We understand that there's a deal in progress for the flying ark, but there is still for sale signs up on it?
Yeah. So
is that just...
It's because it's pending. It's an escrow. Mm. And as we go through that process, you know, it's pretty typical for those for sale signs to stay up until it's actually a closed deal. So the good news is that because they are a local church that are looking at purchasing this building, they are excited to be good community partners. And so they've already said from the beginning that they will work with us for fair parking and, you know, still allow us to be able to utilize that space, which is phenomenal and something that I didn't dare wish for.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Great. And tip of the hat to River Valley?
Yep.
River Valley Community Church. All right. So tip of the hat there. Good luck. Hope it closes soon and everything is done. Now, is there a cap on that available parking there?
Yeah, there's only so many spaces. And so that is definitely a key. We have some spaces on the main parking lot, which will run all the way up to that. Almost to the gravel lot, all the way through the gravel lot. And then we also have some parking that's available on the actual horse track, but it's just limited. And so when you get to the big nights, you know, planning ahead is really a great idea. So whether it's a free shuttle or an Uber, a taxi, or a buddy that's going to drop you off, you know, I definitely recommend making some sort of plan for that because once it's gone, it's gone. Now, and I will say in the few years that I've been here, it's only happened a couple of times where we were full. So, there's a lot.
There's a lot of space there. So, mm-hmm. But plan ahead. Now,
plan ahead.
Okay. Well, we've talked about a lot of things here. Why should I plan ahead? Why should I come to the fair? What's waiting for me there?
I'm so excited about the fair. You know, we have the big things. So, you know, we've talked a lot about the concerts that we have. We have, you know, country artist Sawyer Brown coming in. We have a show called Icons of Rock. And let me explain that a little bit. If you like 80s music at all, or you did any of the hair band phase, okay, I'm expecting Aquanet, the big hair. This band is what they do is they come in. They are a theatrical performance of the 80s music.
They're a show band.
They are a show band. It is graphics. It is costume. It is everything that you would need to be wowed. And they're incredible artists, right? And so what it is that you have this opportunity to relive the greats in one concert. Ozzy Osbourne, Kiss, Pat Benatar. They literally go through this whole space and just is thrilling. And it's one of those shows that you got to almost have to explain it, which is a bummer because it's going to be amazing if you liked 80 music.
It's so visual and, well, with the audio added.
Yes.
You can't explain it here without playing a record.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have them.
I just dated myself playing a record.
They're coming back. They're coming back.
I like vinyl.
Yes. So we also have a rock band, a more current rock band, and they're called Cadillac 3. We really wanted to create a little bit of variety. That's something that the community has been asking for. And those are our concerts that are going to require some tickets. Everything else that we have is going to be free to participate in. We have a stage that we've moved a bigger stage in the pavilion area, which is going to be near the food court. And we have Eagle Eyes, a tribute band. They're out of Portland. They're phenomenal. We have, the one thing everyone's kind of talking about. I mean, we have a whole variety. We have music most of the evening, right? But one of the things that we have is a Taylor Swift tribute. And I got to say, there's a whole lot of people excited about that one. And that's just a free concert. That's right there. On top of that, That's just off the Midway. Mm-hmm. So we have a Sea Lion Splash Show. They were here about 6-7 years ago. Really had a lot of positive feedback. We also have a butterfly encounter, and that's where you get to go in these enclosures and actually interact with live butterflies and feed them and learn about them. Which I'm really excited about.
I get to feed a butterfly. How do I feed a butterfly?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out next week because I'm going to do it. We've also expanded our kids' alley and kind of rebranded it a little bit. And so what this is going to be a full spot in between. It's actually going to be kind of down by the Yumberry Bowl stand, but it's all bays of interactive activities for the kids just to play games, you know, and have a moment. I'm going to say kind of just to play where a parent can take a breath. It's all shaded. We've got, you know, misters going in that area. So it's nice and cool. And we've expanded that. So, you know, the giant yard games and just for that space for the kids. But we also have brand new selfie stations that are coming in. They are great, you know, for
A selfie station.
So they are themed selfie stations. We've got some really great ones coming this year.
Okay, they're themed?
They're themed.
Okay.
And basically you can go into the, like, I think we probably have like 6 of them this year, and they're all different themes. And you go in and you can take a selfie picture. We have all the equipment there for you. And they're just different things that you can interact with if you feel the need, you can do a TikTok video or something like that, you know, whatever the case may be. But it's just to kind of create interactive opportunities, because that's been the piece that we've really focused on the last few years, is that when you come to the fair, you're not just going to come and dole out money every second, right? As a parent, I understand that that's hard. And so we really wanted to create an experience where you could come and bring your family and have a really good time and not feel like you just got nickeled and dimed to death. And so that's what we've tried to bring back to the fair.
All right, the selfies. You said they're themed. Can you name a couple of the themes?
Yeah, so our theme for the fair is rockin' the decades.
Okay.
And so 70s, 80s, 90s, and the now music. And so we have Evergreen Federal. They always come in and do some really great ones. They're doing like an Abbey Road album, but it's got a bunch of Grants Pass landscaping in it instead.
Okay.
They did an MTV, you know, the iconic, the astronaut and the moon. And then, you know, it's just different. We have a floral one. They just change every year. And so they're just a lot of fun and really all ages. It's not just something that, you know, we thought the kids would be interested, but no, I mean, you have people of all ages enjoying it.
There'll be lines.
Yeah.
There will be
fun.
Lines.
It's fun.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I suppose you're going to have some food.
Oh, yes. Fair favorite foods.
Yeah. Okay.
You know it. We've got a great variety of food vendors this year. Really excited about that. And then the things that you expect, you know, the curly fries and the cotton candies and all of those different foods that just make a fair. And, you know, we're the last fair in our area. So it's kind of your last chance to grab that fair food if you haven't had any this summer. So just going to throw that out there.
I've been planning for it.
Right?
Sort of planning for it.
Yeah. I love, you know, people get super creative and it's been really fun. One thing that has been really great with the free fair admission and the increase of interest in the community is that our vendors have been loving it. And so we have been on a waiting list for our vendors for a very long time, for food vendors as well as commercial vendors, which this is the first year that that's happened.
Okay. All right. We're coming up to the top of the hour here. So why don't you tease the people, what do we need to talk about next hour? What do they not know about the fair that you're going to spring on us here?
Well, I'm just going to talk about some of the new things that we have this year that are brand new to our fair. We're really excited about. So what's new?
What's new at the Josephine County Fair? That's going to be Tamara Martin, ladies and gentlemen, after the top of the hour news. You're listening to KAJO AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band and heard all around the world on KAJO.com.
Great news.
Tom for detail.
Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in progress. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, if you want to know how the fair operates, if there's something you'd like to see at the fair, if there's something you don't like at the fair, we've got the boss right here, Tamara Martin. And the number to call, 541-472-1270, and we'll put you on the air live. As soon as you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And when we finish the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air. In the meantime, let's put the lady on the hot seat this morning. Once again, Tamara, as everybody goes to the fair, we've got this beautiful building out there, the Flying Lark, and a sale is pending. When we covered that just briefly, what does that sale really mean to the fairgrounds here? Obviously, a lot of the ground was taken by that particular facility. What's it really mean in terms of what's happening to the fairgrounds, and will it benefit? Will it hurt? What's the story?
Sure. So really what's plagued the fairgrounds in just the recent years is the lack of funding. And that's just the basis of just about everything. You know, the buildings are old. They all need repairs and maintenance. And there's just a lot that a fairgrounds can offer a community when it has the funding to do its job, honestly, what they're designed to do. And so the lack of funding has been really the main issue. Now, with the sale of the Flying Lark, even at the lower amount, what this does with the creation recently of the permanent fund for those funds, it will allow the fairgrounds to actually take the interest annually and invest it back into the fairgrounds. So let's just say that, you know, it's somewhere between $400,000 and $500,000 that now the fairgrounds is going to have access to. Now, there's something really important about those funds. That's just not free money that, oh, we can say, go spend on the fair, right? That's not what that money is intended for. That money is actually for the investment into the grounds. So all of that maintenance that we all can see, or at least I see every day, that is what is going to feed those projects. You know, the new parking lot that needs to be, you know, done, the lighting that needs to be fixed, the gosh, the electric, it really needs to be upgraded. All of those things that just cost money that we haven't had. And that's just the truth of it. But the nice thing with the way this fund is designed is that in 20 years, that $9 million will still be there and it will still be feeding the fairgrounds. And that is what is really incredible. And it just opens up a whole new world to what we can do to support the community back. And that's what I'm really excited about. And so, you know, I think that it's going to take some planning, which we've already started with our master plan that we adopted back in 21. So we have a general plan of where we'd like to go. And now we have the funding source to say, now we can make these things happen. And, you know, matching grants is huge. And I've had about $25,000 a year to invest into the fairgrounds. And when you take $25,000, it really doesn't go very far.
This day and age, it doesn't go very far at all.
It doesn't go very far. And so, you know, we're kind of jumping from crisis to crisis. And that's not a great way to plan for the future. And so this is going to transform our communities. It really is. I am thrilled because it's just going to open up an avenue and a pathway to large grants and in something that we, it's just been untouchable and long-term. It would be easy right now to just wipe that money out. Like I could spend $9 million and everyone would be like, oh, that's a nice building, but where's the money now? And we'd be in the exact same boat. And so that's why I was really excited about the development of, you know, or the, I should say the establishment of that permanent fund and what it means for not just the fairgrounds today, but the fairgrounds in the future.
All right. Let me recap, just paraphrase you a little bit here. The cost or the purchase of the Flying Lark is going to rate a little over $9 million. That's going into a permanent fund, and you'll be able to utilize the interest from that fund in order to eliminate a lot of, what's the right word? Deferred maintenance,
yes,
on the fairgrounds. And that money will be there year after year after year.
Yeah. And it will be obviously maintenance, capital improvement is what it really will come down to. And so the capital improvement has a wide variety of in that definition from, you know, construction, renovations, new builds. It just has a lifespan. That's really the key. And so that's where you're going to get to a space where we're going to really be able to start seeing some improvements. Now, it's not immediate, right? So this time next year, I'm just going to be getting access to my first, you know, my first push of money. And so it's going to still take time. And that's going to be the big piece is that it's not like the fairgrounds has won the lottery, but what it has created is a long-term revenue source for the improvement of the fairgrounds for the community.
All right. Let's go in a couple of different directions here and then get back to the fun part. But first of all, the footnote here is that the fairgrounds, I'm under the impression, does not get any general fund money from the county at all.
That is correct.
So it's been self-sufficient for how long?
I believe we're coming on 10 years now.
10 years. Kudos.
Thank you.
Kudos. All right. So if you're not charging admission to get into the fair, mm-hmm, how are we paying for it?
Yeah. So it really comes down to sponsorships. Mm-hmm. You know, our community has stepped up to help us do this. That has been fantastic. And in addition to we get the ticket sales off the concert tickets, and we receive percentages off commission for food sales and alcohol sales and stuff like that. So with that, because we now have more people coming, it means that there's a larger amount of money coming back. So in the end, it kind of washes out as far as what we charged previously per gate, as far as revenues. But what it will do is continue to grow. And that's the exciting thing. Whereas when we were charging gate emissions, it was continuing to decrease. And so we were having to get creative with less and less money. Whereas now we're seeing the revenues rise.
All right. Well, let's kind of refocus here now on what's coming up.
Okay.
Golly, next week.
I know.
Another tough question, cooling spaces, cooling
yeah,
spots.
Yeah, so not loving the forecast. That's always an uncontrollable in my world right now.
You don't have a direct line to fix that, huh?
I know, right? We've got multiple cooling spots. We also have the new gazebo, a bunch of picnic tables, thanks to Friends of the Fairgrounds, and We have several seating areas in all of our buildings. All of our buildings, including a veterans room. So we created a lot of air conditioned opportunities for people, as well as shaded misters. We're trying to think of everything to create cooling opportunities.
Okay. We'll all think cooler for next week. In the meantime, I want you to think a little bit about, some commercial entities that make our little talk show possible.
If you're interested...
Welcome back, everyone. Tuesday Talk Show in progress, the number 541-472-1270. If you have a question, a comment, or a suggestion for Josephine County Fair Director Tamara Martin. Tamara, I've been going to the fair for years and years and years, and I see old friends there, and I know there's going to be food and lots of things. What's new this year? What's going to grab my attention?
Yeah, so new this year, we are launching a new program. It's called Everyday Ag. And what it is throughout the entire fairgrounds, you're going to find little tidbits of information about how agriculture impacts our everyday life. And it's really designed to inform people to stop for a minute and think about, what agriculture really means. And so we're really excited about it. We partnered with Oregon Farm Bureau, our Josephine County chapter, to really create all of these materials. And so that has been phenomenal. And a part of that is actually what we are calling an activity book. And it is a book that is going to be handed out at the front gates for kids. There's really neat activities and games inside of the booklet. And there's a page, it's a scavenger hunt, where if you fill it out and return that page to the gate when you leave, you can be entered into a $500 cash prize.
Okay, is it just for kids?
So the book is designed for the kids. Of course, the payout will go to the adult, but... it is an opportunity to kind of get to know, and it's like there's judging sheets. Like if you're going to go to the swine show, hey, judge with the judges. What are they looking for? Learn about what it means, you know. And there's just like little fun, you know, just fun things for the kids to do, and honestly to take a minute to think about, you know, the goats and. You know, what do goats bring to our life, and what does a cow bring? And so it's just been an opportunity to kind of educate in a really fun fashion. So we're really excited about that.
All right. Now that's Ag.
Ag. Well, it's called Everyday Ag.
Everyday Ag.
Yep. And it is a program that we actually were offered by the Wyoming State Fair, and it's something that they have launched. And we just made it our own and have had a lot of fun with it. So...
Well, you're talking to a boy born and raised in the Midwest, about 90 miles from Cheyenne, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
So I know about ag, and I'm always surprised because I don't think of Southern Oregon as being an agriculture spot until I go out and see wine raised. Then I go to the fair and I see all the livestock. And do we want to deal with the pens that have just been reinstalled? And
sure. The pens are home. Let me tell you that.
They're home.
They're home.
And you got lots of help last weekend to get them back in.
Yeah. So the pens were home. The superintendents, you know, took the opportunity to clean the barn really good, put everything back together. And so this last weekend, all of the kids came in and did those finishing touches. And we're good. We are good to go.
I guess what you had a couple of hundred people in to help.
I bet you there was 200 people down there. I don't know that officially, but I'm telling you there were people everywhere.
Okay. And everybody helping out and in a good mood.
It was fantastic. Everyone was in really great spirits and just happy to be there and, you know, getting ready for fair.
Okay. So we're coming down to about our last 12 minutes here on the radio. So what do people really need to know? What do they need to take away from today's program that maybe we've overlooked or need to reinforce?
Okay. Well, I just want to mention there's a couple of things that are still going to be new for the fair. One, we are going to have bingo on Sunday in our arts and crafts building. This is bingo, real bingo, that is operated by Friends of the Fairgrounds. They actually run bingo twice a week. Throughout the year. So they're coming in to share the games with our fairgoers.
Okay, and that's on Sunday.
That's on Sunday.
What time?
The fair starts at 11, okay. So you can get in. I think the games are going to start around noon.
Okay.
The other thing is we are going to have trivia on Yep. The decades trivia. And that is going to be Thursday and Friday night in the Beer Garden, which is the newly built gazebo. So that is coming up. And then on Sunday, we are actually having a concert Sunday. Frank Ray, he is a phenomenal, fun, energetic 4 p.m. He's a headliner. He's making his way into Nashville. So that Sunday afternoon, we have some great entertainment lined up on Sunday as well.
Now, is he free?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. We also are bringing back Twinkle Time. And if you happen to catch Twinkle Time, she's amazing for the kids. You don't want to miss that show. So I found out the answer to your question.
Oh, the pumpkins?
About the pumpkin. Yes. See, the staff is amazing.
Oh, yes.
They, according to the horticulture superintendent, 800 pounds has been the largest pumpkin that we've had.
That's pretty big. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I am impressed.
Yeah.
How'd they get it here?
I don't know about that. Forklift, I guess.
All right. Well, yeah, it would take one. No doubt about that. And that's certainly Alaskan size.
So absolutely.
Kudos.
Yeah. So really important is just keeping in mind those deadlines. Those deadlines are coming. So starting on Thursday, if you need help. If you don't, JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com. All of the different information that you need, you just hit enter the fair, and it will take you to a page that has all of the different departments and things that you can open.
Now, this is for entering your
entering
projects, your food products, anything.
Anything, open class livestock, any projects, vegetables, flowers, you name it. This is where you're going to go, JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com, enter the fair. With that, on the third page of every booklet on your department will be your deadline and drop-off times, right? So keep that in mind. That third page is really important. And everyone's a little bit different. So if you're looking at horticulture, your deadline's not Thursday, so don't panic. But if you're, you know, so there's some variations. So take a look on that third page, but know that deadlines are starting this week.
Okay, starting this week, you have to be entered. Thursday is the last day to enter.
Yes, for some of the divisions.
For some of the divisions. And in order to get to the fair, I would imagine the Wednesday before would be the time to deliver. No?
Nope. Drop-off starts on Friday. So.
Oh, this Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, again, it's going to be by division, so you're going to want to look at that third page. But a lot of the static displays start delivering Friday and Saturday. They judge on Sunday and set everything up. And so they have a couple of days there to really get everything hung and displayed properly and all the ribbons where they're supposed to be so that we're ready to open on Wednesday.
So they'll be ready for opening day.
Yep.
Okay. What about the foodstuffs?
The food?
Yeah.
Oh, man, food Wednesday fair. I mean, everyone starts arriving. Next week is going to be just wonderful. We're super excited. We also have horse fair next week. We're super excited about that, being back into the fair.
Horse fair. All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on.
Okay. Tell me about horse fair.
Yeah. So horse fair traditionally they moved out of the fair a couple of years ago, actually, before I got here. So it's more than a couple of years ago. But they moved out of the fair, and then we are trying to bring them back in closer. And so that Wednesday on opening fair to the public, there'll be the shows, opportunities to see the horses. That's what I'm asked all the time. Where are the horses? Why aren't there any horses here? So, yeah, we're really excited to get them back on the grounds.
All right. So they'll be back on the grounds. What else should I look for at the fair? Well, obviously, there's a carnival. I'm a carnival guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Discounted carnival armbands are on sale now. So they're $30 right now. They're going to be $45 at the fair. So if you want a carnival armband, you're saving $15. So, online, Josephine County Fairgrounds, or you can come to the office and we'll sell them
just
to you.
Just stop by the fairgrounds right now or go online and get it.
Yep.
Either way will work.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's run over the transportation situation and the parking situation once again.
Okay. So on-site parking is limited, starts at $10. Free shuttle from RCC, and that runs actually, I was wrong, it's noon to 11:30. And on Wednesday through Saturday, there's no shuttle and no parking fee on Sundays. So there's some variations. You're going to want to go online because all of the information is really there. So when you're planning, look at your day because that might change a bit of what I'm saying. Really free fair admission. That's huge. Give the vendors that are there some love. They're the ones that are helping make it possible for us to keep doing this. So, and just come to the fair. We want your feedback. We want to know. We're trying to build a fair that's reflective of our community and make sure that everyone has a great time.
Sam, are your enthusiasm for this event and this organization and this location just seems to ooze. So what do you like about, do you get a chance to enjoy it?
You know what I, here's what I love. I love people watching. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love watching the interactions of people at fair, and there just is something special about the magic in a kid's eyes when they see these things, whether it's their grandparents or their siblings or whomever they're there with, parents. Like, they just, that magic is special. And I think that there are some traditions that we need to carry on in our society. And coming together as a family and creating memories is one of them. And that's what I love about the fair. That's what I love about the parks, is that we're having an opportunity to impact the future generations. And I feel very honored to be a part of that.
Okay. All right. Well, shucks. I was hoping that you say just I line up for the curly fries.
I do like the curly fries.
Me too.
caramel apples are my weakness.
Okay. You can have my caramel apple if I can have some of your curly fries.
Got it.
Okay. We'll trade back and forth. Okay. I've got about 3 minutes left in order to put a cap on this.
Okay.
What do people really need to know now? What questions have you been asked that we haven't, that we haven't covered today?
JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com. That is the hub for all information. And it's important when you're buying your tickets, if you're buying tickets to a concert, to only buy them from our website, because there are scalpers, there are people that are selling counterfeit tickets. And it is so disheartening when you think you've gotten a ticket and it's not real. Or you paid $150 for a ticket that I sold for $30. You know, so there's a space where I just can't encourage people enough to actually go make sure you're on our website. Everything on our website is accurate information, legitimate tickets. And if you have a problem, we can help you. But if you've gone somewhere else and purchased tickets, I don't have any ability to help at all. And so we want everyone to walk away with a great time.
All right. Is there a key to figuring out if I'm dealing with a scalper?
Yeah. So literally the top bar should say JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com on it. And then it will have a /, and whatever page you're on after that. So if you...
So if I go online and I say, I want to see Sawyer Brown on Thursday night, where do I get tickets? Make sure it's a Josephine County website.
Yeah. So JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com. That's what people really need to walk away from. All of your information's there, all of your deadlines. You can enter the fair, you can buy your tickets, and we will be able to help you on the other side.
Okay. You got 1 minute.
Oh, I got 1 minute. Oh,
Phillip,
my goodness.
I dare you.
Bring the kids. Come have a good time with us. We are going to have misting stations, as much shade as we possibly can. You know,
cooling stations.
The animals are going to be there. All of our buildings are going to be opened. And you know what? Really enter the fair. Even if you think your stuff's not good, enter anyway, because it's fun, and it's fun to see your stuff up there. And you know, we're just all about having a great time. So that's what we really want, is people to come have a great time with us.
All right. You've been listening to Tamara Martin, Josephine County Fair Manager. Listen, I understand you need to get back to work. Is that true?
Well, the phone's beeped a couple times since I've sat here.
A couple of times. Okay. Tamara, thank you very much for taking time out and talking to our audience today, and let them know what to expect next week.
Thank you.
All right. That's Tamara Martin, Josephine County Fair Manager, getting ready for a big week next week. And, of course, we'll invite you all to stay tuned right here to KAJO Radio and any of the Grants Pass broadcasting stations to keep you abreast of what's really going on at the Josephine County Fair. You've been listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO AM 1270. The Rope.